Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We are on Daf Yud Amid Beis. We are up to the word Masiv. Six lines from the bottom, where it says Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question. It sounded like, from the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda required you to do Bedikas Chametz three times. That's what it sounded like. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Barkin Or Yad Yud Dalet, Ubi Yadal Shachwitz, Ubi Shas Habir. It sounds like they have to do it three times. Three times? And then we said, yes, three different psukim. That's a funny thing. So Masiv Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there's a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shelo badak b'shlosha prakim halalu, shuvein a bodek. If you didn't do bedika any of these three times, you can't do bedika anymore. Alma, the mikan ve'elichu de pliki. They're only arguing about whether you can do bedika after the time of the Isra of Chametz. That's what they're arguing about. You don't do bedika three times. What are you doing it three times for? They're arguing about what happens afterwards. Can you do bedikas chametz on Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda says no, and the Chacham say yes. So the Gemara says Marzutra Masni Hachi. Marzutra asks the same question in a slightly different version. It says Masiv Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shelo Badak Be'Echad Mishlosha Prakam Halalu Shuvein Abodek. Once you blow these three times, there's no more bedikas chametz. Alma, what do you see? But Shuvein Abodek Hu DePoliki. They're arguing about going forward. So it doesn't really make sense to say, that's not what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you do B'dikas Chametz three times, you do it one time. But, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't do B'dikas Chametz by the time of the sixth hour on the Erev Pesach, you don't do B'dikas Chametz anymore. According to the Chacham, you still do. You still do B'dikas Chametz, even on Pesach, even after Pesach. That's what they're arguing about. What's the Machlokas about? What's the Machlokas about? Right? So, Elo, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Imlo Bada Ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda also meant to say, if you didn't do Bedikas Chametz at night, you do it in the morning. You didn't do it in the morning, do it at Shas Bior. You didn't do it at Shas Bior, that's it. You lost your chance to do Bedikas Chametz. The Chacham said, no, keep on doing it, even on Pesach, even after Pesach. What are they arguing about? What? So, V'hacha B'hacha Miflagi. Here's what they're arguing about. Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mikame Esura in, before the Chametz is Asur, yes or yes? Before the Chametz is Asur, yes to Bedika, Basur Esura low. After Bedika, no. Don't do Bedika's Chametz anymore. Why not? Gzeir, Dilma Asur Mechamini. Maybe they'll come to eat the Chametz. Might come to eat the Chametz. You're going to find Chametz, you're going to come to eat it. Rabbanan Savri, Lo Gazminun. There's no such gzeira. There's no such gzeira whatsoever. Now, Mr. G asked a good question. What do you do B'dikas Chametz for after Pesach? What's the point of that? So the answer is that there could be there's an issur not to have Chametz at the Avril of a Pesach. There could be reasons why you're going to do B'dikas Chametz afterwards. No, certainly not on Pesach. Right? So with the Chametz, they do it anyway. The Rebbe Yehuda says, no, there's no point. Well, you might come to eat it. Which leads now, we're going to get the entire page on this idea that don't do something because you might do an Aveira. Don't do B'dikas Chametz because you might come to eat the Chametz. Does Rebbe Yehuda really hold that? Umi gazer Rebbe Yehuda dilma asa l'mechamine? Don't do B'dikas Chametz because you might come to eat the Chametz? Vot nan. But there's a mission in Menachos that says as follows, on the bottom line of Yonah Medbeis, Mishakarva Omer, once they brought the Omer, Yotzin Umotzien Shuke Yerushalayim Shem Malayim Kelmach V'Kali. So the halacha is, there's such a thing called Chadash, you're not allowed to eat new grain till the Beis HaMikdash brings the carbon Omer. Right? Once they brought the Omer, you went to the market and Yerushalayim was full of food. How'd it get there so fast? How'd it get there so fast? Right? The answer is, Shelo Berotzon Chachamim. They acted improperly. These people jumped the gun, and they started preparing things that were chadash before the Omer was brought. So the second it's brought, it's already baked, it's already ready to go. Right? Rashi says, on top line, the Ikalim Migzar, because the Chachamim made a gzira, Dilma ki mitzaski bei, asi lemechel minei. since you're busy preparing the omer, the new crop, you might come to eat it. And chadash is also, there's no isur preparing it. This is only eating it. So the stores, the market used to get ready. That, you know, it's the first day Chol HaMoed, really. They used to get ready, getting everything, all the store full stock, fully stocked. Because the Chum, the Beis HaMikdash always brought the Omer on time. Now, I come to eat it. So, the Chum were not happy that people were doing this. They were not happy people were doing it. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, brought some Chum HaYosin. No problem. No problem at all. Doesn't that contradict Rabbi Huda here? Here, Rabbi Huda says, don't do B'dikas Chomet, you might come to eat the Chomet. And Rabbi Chadash says, they can do it, but they can get ready beforehand. No problem. By the way, the Pnei Yeshua says, what's the reason why there's an Isser or it was looked down unfavorably on people that were getting busy with Chadash before this man? There's no Isser, for example, Arla, or some of the things that are not kosher, that you can't be busy with that. There's no such gzera. Talk about chadash. They made a gzera. They weren't happy. And no other thing that's usher are they not happy. Why? So the Bnei Yeshua says because chadash is the only thing that changes to become mutter. Right now it's usher. As soon as they bring the cover, it becomes mutter. Once you're playing with something like that, there's a much bigger chance you're going to make a mistake. So the chum were upset about that. They didn't want you touching it. They didn't want to go nearing it. It's mutter in 2 hours. I'll eat it already now. As opposed to things that are not kosher, are never kosher, they're never going to be kosher, people stay away from that. That's why chametz is also a problem, because you're so used to it, it's mutter the whole year. Only 1 week it's not mutter. So that's what it is. So Rabbi Yehuda, he's nervous about chametz, but he's not nervous about chadash. What's pshat? He's nervous about chametz, but he's not nervous about chadash. Why not? So the Gemara answers, v'loka gaz Rabbi Yehuda dil ma'asa l'mech l'mineh. Rabbi Huda by Chalash did not make such a gzera, and by us he made such a gzera. Amar Rava, shiny Chalash. Chalash is different. Mitoch shalo hutartolo el aydei ktav who aydei katav hu zachar. Because when it comes to the Chalash, the only way you can get things off the ground into your kitchen is if you do it by hand. You can't harvest with a tool. You can't harvest with animals. You can't harvest with a tractor. You got to use your hand. It's a very, very inconvenient, very, very Mishunatic way of harvesting. So it's a reminder, it's a wake-up call. Oh, this is I can't eat. That's enough. It's enough of a reminder. Kita from his hand. Amalei Abaya, Abaya says, 1 second, that's very good. Tinach, that's very good. Bishas Ketifa, when you're harvesting. But then you take it into the kitchen. And you start grinding it and working on it and you make it into bread. So how are you going to make sure you don't eat it there? You're right, no one's going to eat it in the field because you harvest it in a funny way. What about in the kitchen? So the Gemara says, you're right, same thing. Tchina v'harkada, Michael Lememar, grinding and sifting, what are you going to say about that? Same thing. Holokasha, tchina berechaya, diyad, you have to use a hand grinder, which was a machinery, and the hakadera agabe nafa, and harkada, v'harkadera, harkada, which means sifting, you have to do also in some machinery way, as a reminder, oh, I can't eat this yet. It's still chadash. Therefore, that's enough. When it comes to chametz, he's machmir. Elohadnan, but it says in Menachos, Kotrin, Beis Hashlochin, Ushebaamokim. They would cut the wheat in places that were not roy to be for the Omer. Okay? So you can't bring Omer from any old Omer was brought from barley, right? No. Was it? No.
Yeah.
Omer was from barley, right?
Yeah.
You can't bring it from any old barley. It's got to be from somewhere good quality. So on the hills, in these random places, they wouldn't accept it. So there, the Mishnah says in Menachos, Avalo Gochin, but you can't pile them up. So they allowed them to cut in places that are never going to be roy for Omer anyway. You know, I'll eat it. You got to cut it. How did you let it cut it? Maybe you're going to come to eat it. As a matter of fact, Vokim the Rabbi Yehuda, Michael Amemar, and we said that Rabbi Yehuda said that. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? Why are we afraid you're going to come to eat it? And Rashi says, And don't tell me that they didn't use their hands, because they didn't use their hand. They used a sickle. They used a tool. So it's not a shinoi. How could we allow such a thing? New answer. That answer is rejected. The answer about doing it with a shinoi is rejected, because this omer, this barley, was allowed to be harvested. It's not b'shinoi. Aren't we afraid you're going to come to eat it? El Amar by a new answer. Chadash badal minei. Chadash, people stay away from. Chametz, lo badal minei. Chametz, people don't stay away from. Very simple. When it comes to chadash, people know not to eat it. I don't have to have any more safeguards. People know not to eat it, that's good enough. When it comes to chadash, when it comes to chametz, that's not true. Therefore, chametz, I said, don't do bedika. But chadash, they can get ready. They can get it ready beforehand. That's my issue.
How long does
it chal for? It's chal until they bring the omer.
But when does it start?
Whenever it grows. I have the same question. In other words, the day after Pesach, so they didn't plant then. So I'm not sure what the answer to your question. I know what you're asking. I have the same question always. Everything's chadash. The minute after Pesach is over, it starts over again, right? So it sounds like. Amar Rava, the Rav Yehuda ad Rav Yehuda Kasha. One second. So we explained the Rav Yehuda is not a Kasha. Why? By Chametz, he's afraid because people are so used to eating Chametz. Don't do B'digas Chametz when there's Man of Israel. Chadash, people stay away from it. It's not a problem.
What?
Right. That's exactly. It only starts then. Exactly. That's the answer. That's the answer. Right. Now, one second. The Rabbanon low Kasha? What about the Rabbanon? They allow B'digas Chametz at the Zman Isser, but they didn't allow Chadash. So they also don't make any sense. Right? To Rav Yehuda, to Yehuda lo kasha, kiddushin. Yehuda's not a kasha, we said. Chadash, people stay away from. Chametz, people don't stay away from. Ravana d'bana nami lo kasha. Ravana say, what's the chashash? You're going to do B'digas Chametz and you're going to eat the Chametz? Says the Chacham, that makes no sense. Hu atzmo magzer lo sarfo. You're searching for the chametz to destroy it. Mechal achal, you're going to eat it? Minei, you're going to eat it? Of course not. Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, when it comes to chametz, no gzera. It's 5 minutes before Pesach. I forgot to do b'digas chametz. Do it now. Says the Yehuda, don't do it now. You might come to eat it. Says the chametz, come to eat it. You're looking for chametz to destroy it. When are you going to come to eat it? It's ridiculous. Therefore, you can do b'digas chametz even after this manasseh.
It says here
on
the website.
Yeah. End of the summer.
Yeah.
Ravashi Amar. Ravashi gives another reason. Another reason why Rabbi Yehuda is not a stira. Not because people stay away from it. It's not the reason. The reason is, Ravashi Amar, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, kemach v'kali tnan. The Mishnah said that kemach and kali were allowed to be taken out. What's kemach and kali? So Rashi says, Kemach and Kali, at that stage, are not roi l'achila. You want to put out raw flour? Nobody eats flour. You have to prepare it. Therefore, we're not afraid you can eat it. Who's going to eat that? You have to go and prepare it. If you go and prepare it, by the time I get home, or I'll know, then the Omer is mutter, then it's mutter. By the way, Ravashi, Had Ravashi Bedusi, that's a wrong answer. That's not true. Hatinach mi kaliv eilech. That's true. Once you get it into a kernel stage, yeah. Ad kali Michael amemar. But apparently, before you roast it or something, it is edible. So what are you going to say about that stage? Vechite ma'ayde kitav kidrava. You want to tell me that you harvested it with your hand? So it's a shinoi. Ela kotzvin beis hashlachin v'shamachin v'kimnei kavuta Michael amemar. But what about harvesting it from funny places that are not royal to be the omer? You're allowed to use a tool there. So how could that make any sense? Ela Ravashi Bedusi. Ravashi's wrong, and Chametz is a problem because people don't stay away from it. Unlike Chadash. That's the answer. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda's Macher by Chametz, people don't stay away from it. Why is he Mekel by Chadash? People do stay away from it. What about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are Mekel by both. I'm sorry, the Rabbanan is the exact opposite. They're Mekel by Chametz. They let you do B'digas Chametz later in the day, and even on Pesach, because you're not going to come to eat it, because you're getting rid of it. And they're Machar by Chadash, because you might come to eat it. Very simple. Now, one, this issue. T'chalhecha delo badal mine mi gazer of Yehuda. One second. Any time that people don't stay away from it, Rabbi Yehuda makes a gzera? If people don't stay away from it, Rabbi Yehuda makes a gzera? That's what we're saying. Vatnan, if a Mishnah in Shabbos, it says, lo yikav adam shor feres shel beitza, don't put a hole in an egg and have the eggshell be the repository of oil, where the oil is going to drip and light your candle. V'yamalena shemen v'yitnena b'tara ner, b'shvil shetei minatefes, v'fil hi shel cheres, even if it's cheres, which is pretty foul, what's the gzera? What's the issue? I'm going to take the oil to eat it, and by taking the oil to eat, I'm going to put out the fire. So don't do that. Even if it's cheres, which is pretty unappetizing, it still might happen. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not a problem. Right? He's not worried you're going to eat it. Right? Even though people eat it, he's not worried about it. So how come by Chametz, he's not worried, and over here by Shabbos, how come by Shabbos he's not worried, and by Chametz he's yes worried? Hasam, since it's Shabbos, Mishum Chumer de Shabbos, Badal Mine. No, because since it's Shabbos, people know to stay away from it. Nobody touches things on Shabbos like that. Everybody knows. Therefore, it's not a problem. Chametz, yes, a problem. For Rami Shabbos at the Shabbos. The Shabbos in Shabbos itself is a stira. The Tanya, because we learn like this. Chevel Deli Shenifsak. You have a bucket, and the bucket's connected to a rope. And the rope snapped on Shabbos. So now what do you do? You need a bucket. You gotta get water. You can't get the bucket down to the hole. You can't tie a rope because you're not allowed to tie on Shabbos. So what do? So lo yai koshro. You can't do kshira. Ella onvo. You can make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer karech olav punda o pesakia. No. Put some kind of expensive belt or something. Slip it through. Ubavad shlo yai onvo. You can't make a bow. So you'll make some kind of slip knot or something, but make it sure it's something very expensive. Why? Because something very expensive, you'll never leave it there permanently. After Shabbos, you're going to take it out. So it'll never be permanent. So whatever you're doing is temporary. It's not a doraisa. You need water to live. Okay, I'll allow that, says Rabbi Yehuda. Now, kasha der Yehuda der Yehuda. It's a kasha, right? How come by the oil, he doesn't make a gzera? And over here, he does make a gzera. And kasha derabanan, not derabanan. How can the rabbanan allow you to use a bow? They don't make a gzera. Maybe you'll make a real knot. And by the oil, they make a gzera. They don't let you put oil into an egg. You might come to eat the oil. So derabanan lo kasha. It's not a kasha. I'll tell you why. The reason why you can't use the egg, shemen b'shemen michlaf. Why should I go to my kitchen and get egg and get oil from the refrigerator? I have oil right here and don't burn the candle. I'll make a mistake. Aniva b'kshir lo michlaf. Who's going to make a mistake between a bow and a real knot? Nobody does that. Therefore, the Chum allows you to make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. Time of Rabbi Yehuda, the reason Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use a bow, lach mishum the gazer aniva atu kshira. That's not the reason. It's a gzera. If I let you do a bow, maybe you come to do a real knot. No. El mishum de kasavar aniva gufa kshira hi. Aniva is a kshira. He holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that baking a bow is making a knot. It's the same thing. So therefore, you can't make that. What are you going to do? Use a very expensive something. Make a slip somehow. You get the water down there. You can't make a bow. Because a bow is the same thing as a knot. It's not a zero.
Interesting that Mark switched the
order,
right?
Interesting.
And then the
answer,
he started the second one.
Yeah, good pickup. V'rami d'rabbanan d'rabbanan. Now, another steer in the Rabbanan. D'tnan. There's another Mishnah in Shabbos that says, Koshun d'li, you can tie a knot on a bucket, the paskia, with some kind of belt or something. Avalo b'chevel, but you can't use a real rope. Rabbi Yehuda Amater, who says you can? Rabbi Yehuda says you can. That's very strange. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even let you make a bow. What's going on here? The chevel demai. What kind of rope is this? Ile mechevel de alma. If it's a real rope, Rabbi Yehuda Amater. Rabbi Yehuda Amater. Keshelak shelki amahu. Thought they also levutule. One second. You're gonna for sure make a real knot because it's a good rope. It's not an expensive silk or something or an expensive belt. It's a good rope. I'll never undo that knot. I got a new rope for my. How can I do that on Shabbos? Ela pshita de gardi. It must be its rope from the weaver. which is something that's expensive, that you're not going to leave it there after Shabbos. It's expensive rope. It's from the weaver's tools. The Gazu Rabbanon Chevel de Gardi Atu Chevel de Alma. And the Rabbanon made Gzeira, don't use this rope, because you might come to use regular rope. Right? So how come this didn't make Gzeira, but on Aniva, a bow, Atu Kshira, I'm sorry, here they don't make Gzeira, but on Aniva, Atu Kshira, they did make Gzeira. No, they're the opposite, I'm sorry. What did we say just now over here? Yeah. They made a Gzeira. They didn't make a Gzeira over there. They did not make a Gzeira over there. Aniva Atu Kshira. They let you make a bow. And over here, they make a Gzeira. Chevel of a regular, a chevel of a weaver, Atu regular chevel. Why'd they do that? So Gemara says, in, yeah. Chevel of a chevel, michlaf. You're going to mix up different ropes. Aniva b'kshira lo michlaf. You're never going to mix up a bow and a knot. That's never going to happen. So, says Rashi, everything is answered now. Look at the Rashi of Chevel Bechevel Michlaf. 3, 7 lines in the bottom. V'hashto now tivute kulu. Everything is answered. Why? We had like 5 cases. Why? Here we go. The Rabbanon Gazru, the Rabbanon make Gzeira. Kol Hecha de Michlaf. Anytime you're going to make a mistake, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Shar Yisurei. Anytime you're going to make a mistake, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's something else, Hilkach. B'Chadosh. When it comes to Chadosh Lefneha Omer Gazru, they made a Gzeira. They said they were very unhappy with the stores selling Chadosh early. They were very upset about it. Why? I mean, you might come to eat it. V'chein b'shvo feres, so too with the egg. V'chein b'chevel, so too with the rope. Second b'chametz, they're allowed to do chametz, b'dikas chametz, even on Pesach. Aren't they afraid? Can they come to eat it? The answer is no. Avol chametz lo, mishum demuzer olav l'sarfo. The reason why you're searching for chametz is to destroy it. There's no chashash you're going to come to eat it. Uvinaniva nami lo, mishum de lo, michlafa. And you're allowed to make a bow, because nobody mixes up a bow with a mat. Not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda, gazar b'chol mili de lo b'dilamine. No, Rabbi Yehuda looks at it differently. His goes are only in every place where you're not going to stay away from it. For example, chametz. Ubamidi de bedili mine lo gazar. If you're going to stay away on your own, it doesn't make a gzera. Hilkach, bechametz, gazar. Bechametz made a gzera. Nobody gets chametz on Pesach. Why? Maybe you'll come to eat it. You don't stay away from it. Avo bechadosh, bedili mine. When it comes to chadosh, people stay away. Vechal hanach de Shabbos, mishum de bedili mine. Everything on Shabbos he allowed, because people naturally stay away from averus on Shabbos. Vechal machmir baniva, so obviously machmir on bows. Mishum de kasavar he gufei kushira he, because he holds that aniva is a kshira. Okay, so we've resolved every case of so far, and I'm done. Next, on the third line from the bottom, on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. V'chol hecha de baldu minei lo gazer Rabbi Yehuda. What, any place where you're not gonna stay away, he v'chol hecha de baldu minei. If you're gonna stay away naturally, he doesn't make a gzera. Right, like on Shabbos, I'm naturally going to stay away from Chadosh. I don't have to make a gzera. Is that true? For Tanya, b'char she'ochas dam. If you have a b'char, an animal, which you have to bring for a carbon, and it has some kind of blood seizure or something, and what you need to do is, you need to let the blood. And we're afraid you're going to make a mum. You're going to make a mum. If you make a mum, you're not allowed to make a mum on a b'char. You're not allowed to make a mum on any carbon. So normally you don't designate the carbon till you're ready to bring it. So not a shayla, but by a bechor, it's born that way. It's born a bechor, so you can't make a mum. But you got to let the blood. If you don't do it, it's going to die. So, and Rashi says we're talking about a guy who's a kohen. So the bechor goes to himself. If I have a bechor, I'm not a kohen. What do I care if it dies? I wasn't going to get it anyway. It's a bechor. But if I'm a kohen and I bring the bechor, I get to eat it. So I have incentive. It shouldn't die, right? If you're a Baal boss, it makes no difference. But if you're a Kohen, it matters. So, v'cham omrim, so here's the story. V'tanya, b'char she'oksodam, afilu hu meis, even if it's going to die. Ein lo makizim lo dam. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't touch it. Why? I'm afraid you're going to make a mum. V'cham omrim yakiz. No, save the animal. U'bavad shlo yitabu mum. Make sure you don't make a mum. Be careful not to make a real mum. I guess what you're doing now is not going to be a real mum. It's just temporary, whatever it is. Make sure you don't make a real mum. Right? So what do you see from here? Now, normally, most people don't make mums in animals. On Kudshim. So why is Rabbi Yehuda making a gzeira, don't go near it? Why is he doing that? I know, but you're not allowed to make a mum.
No, I understand.
Right? You're not allowed to.
But if he makes a mum, he loses it.
So the kohen doesn't care.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, a kohen. But I'm saying, even the kohen. You're not allowed to make a mum. So if he says, don't go near it, maybe you'll make a mum. What do you mean I'll make a mum? I'm going to be very careful. It's a kachem. I'll be very careful. So Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. It's a little different over here. Right? Mitoch she'adam bahul al mamono. Because the person is very nervous. When it comes to money, people are very nervous. Especially as a Kohen, very nervous. E amrinon, e sharislev, makam she'ein osin ba'mum, asil lemevet, makam she'osin ba'mum. If I don't let you do it, I'm sorry. If I let you do it, you might come to make a mum. Why? When it comes to money, different story. When it comes to your possessions, people are different. And it's not the same thing. It's true. People stay away from kachim. They don't want to make mums. But when it comes to finances, you can't trust people. And therefore, I made it zero. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan says, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda. I agree with you 100% that when it comes to money, people are funny. You know what? If we don't let them do this, they're going to do it anyway. They can do it by Avera. Kol shkein, the Elo Sharisley, Klal, if I don't let them do it carefully, Asulam Evad, they're going to come to make a mum. There's no shayla about that. Now, Umiyam Rinan, the Rabbi Yehuda, Adam, Bal Al Mamono, is that even true? The Rabbi Yehuda holds people are nervous about their money? Votna, another mission in Beitza that says like this, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mekadrin Behema B'Yontif. You're not allowed to be Mekadrin. I think it means to comb an animal on Yontif. Is that what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Right. B'bnei Shehu Osi Chabura. You can make a Chabura. Avol Mekartzefin. But Mekartzefin you could do. Mekartzefin, I think, is a softer comb. The teeth. One's metal, the other one's wood. Right. So it's softer. It's less damaging. Less potential damaging. V'chacham Omer, Ein Mekadrin, Af Ein Mekartzefin. You can't do either one. Rabbi Yehuda lets you do the softer combing. The Chacham said you can't do any combing. You can do the softer combing. Vatanya, and we said, Ezu Kidur ve'ezu Kirtzuf. What's the difference between these two things? Kidur is Kitanim. The Kidur is with small teeth. V'osin Chabura. You can make a wound. Kirtzuf is Bigadolim ve'nosin Chabura. The Kirtzuf are bigger teeth. And you're not going to make a wound. Right? So what's the Kasha? So Rashi says, Ketani Mihas, bottom line is, Avol Mekartzefin. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do the softer combing. Alma, what do you see? Lo Gazer, he doesn't make a Gzeira. Mitok, Shu, Bol, Alma Mono, Isharis, Le Kartzef, Avid Kidr. If we let you do the small one, you'll do the heavy one. He's not made such a Gzeira. He lets you do the soft combing, he can't do the hard combing. But if he's so nervous about his money, maybe he'll do the hard combing too. Why don't we make such a Gzeira? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why not. Hasam, by the case of Bechor, Ishavik Le Mayas. If you don't help the animal, it's going to die. Amrinam, therefore we say, Adam Bal Amamono. Guy's very nervous, he doesn't want it to die. He might come to make a Mechabura wound. Hacha, but over here, by the case of combing the animal, Ishavik Le, if you don't do it, it's not going to die. Tzar Ba'almahu, it won't be so uncomfortable for the animal. It won't be so comfortable. Okay, you have some pain. No, it's not going to die. Lo Amrinan Adambal Amamono. Then no one, we don't say that. A guy so machbid on the pain of animals, not so machbid. That comb you could use, that one you can't use. If I let you use that one, you'll come to use that one. No, you won't. Because it's not going to die. If it's going to come to die, you're right. It's not the case. It's not going to die. So therefore, that's wood. Oh, that's wood. I'll do that. That's not wood. Okay. That the Chum said I can't do it. I can't do it. Therefore, I don't know Gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna Gabi Chometz de Gazer, Maishna Gabi Kirchhoff de Lo Gazer. Sakam by chametz, they made a gzera now. They don't do chametz, and I come to eat it. Why? The chum said, do chametz, don't eat it. I can do that with the combing, but I can't do that with the combing. What's the difference? Lechem, lechem, michlaf, because you'll mix up all different kinds of bread. Oh, I can't eat that, but that I can eat doesn't make it. That matzah I can eat, that people get confused. Kidur b'kirtzef lo michlaf. Nobody's going to mix up different kinds of combing. They do experts about it, they weren't going to mix it up. Whew. Okay? Next. So, to make this Gemara easier, to make this next page easier, what I did was, I pretended that the day of Erev Pesach is an equal 12-hour day that starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. And then the night starts at 6 p.m. and goes till 6 a.m. If you do it like that, this Gemara is going to be a lot easier. So here we go.
They say you should have been except on
Pesach is usually around the equinox. It's usually around that time. So it's around true, but we're going to round it off to make it true because it'll be much easier Gemara. And instead of saying 8 o'clock, it could be 8:02 or 8:11. It doesn't make a difference. Same idea. So Rav Meir says like this: Ochlin kol chamesh. You can eat the entire fifth hour. What's that? That's between 10 and 11 o'clock. So you can eat between 10 and 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, you have to stop eating. 12 o'clock, at noon, it becomes Asr Minat Torah. Says Rav Meir, I'm making 1 hour earlier. Stop at 11. You can eat from 10 to 11. It means until 11. Vesar from Tchila Sheish. Burn it at the beginning of the 11th hour. Burn it at the beginning of 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, stop burning it. You have an hour to burn it. Right? 12 o'clock, you might not be able to burn it anymore because it doesn't belong to you. So you're burning chametz, but it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. Burn it at 11 o'clock. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochel kol arba, you can eat till 10 o'clock. V'tolim kol chamesh, till 11 o'clock, you have mutar b'hanah, which is how we hold. V'sarf b'tchila sheish, and you burn it at 11 o'clock. Why, by the way, is there a difference between eating it and having hana? Why does it give an extra hour for hana? Why? Eating it, you stop at 10 o'clock. But you can have hana till 11 o'clock. You can tell it to a guy. You can give it to the dog. Why? Why is there an extra hour for hana? There's a complicated answers. The Rishonim give complicated answers. The Pnei Yeshua says, because when it comes to eating, Rove people are going to make a mistake, can make a mistake up to 2 hours. So people, it's 10 o'clock, people are going to think it's 12 o'clock, people think it's still 10 o'clock. Because people made a mistake. So they go there 2 hours for eating. But Hana is less severe, it's less of an Isser, according to the Rambam, it's less of an Isser, so therefore they will make on the Miyot and said you could be like most people, a few people make a mistake of 1 hour, find complicated reasons why it's different. Now, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Chalas Shel Toda, there were two Chalas of Toda, Psulos, that were Pasul. Now, what is a Toda? A Karban Toda is, you bring a Karban Toda when something good happened to you, right? And a Karban Toda has 40 loaves of bread. 30 of them are, I think 30 of them are matzah and 10 are chametz. Whatever it is, the point is, that's a lot of bread to eat, and you can only eat it one day. You bring it on a Tuesday, you can eat it Tuesday and Tuesday night. They would never bring Karban Todas on Erev Pesach, because how are you eating all that bread before the Zman? Which is why on Erev Pesach we don't say Mizmor L'Sodo. For that very reason. No Todas on Erev Pesach. So this was brought the day before Pesach. The day before Erev Pesach. And two of them didn't get eaten. Two breads didn't get eaten. So they're puzzled. So they took those two breads and they put them up in some kind of place so everyone could see them. They put them on some kind of platform. As long as both were there, everyone ate. They took one away, nobody ate, and they stopped eating, but they still had enough. Now they took the second one away, now they know, now it's 11 o'clock, now we have to go do Sreifa. According to a mayor, who says there's only 1 hour of delay, what does he hold? According to a mayor, there are no two stages, only one stage. So he's arguing on what they did in the Beis HaMikdash? How could he argue on that? Is he arguing that this never happened in the Beis HaMikdash? There's an argument now, what went on in the Beis HaMikdash? Did they do this or not? What does the mayor say to this story? How could a mayor argue on the Beis HaMikdash? I don't have an answer to that question.
Maybe he holds that we didn't learn it from there.
Then why would they put two stages?
What?
Rav Meir starts off the Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer. Ochel kol chametz. Ochel kol chametz. Ochel kol chametz. Exactly. So according to him, this didn't go on?
Oh, okay.
According to Rav Meir said, Rav Meir says, look at the base of Mikdash. That's what he used to do. So Rav Meir says, they never did that? What's Rav Meir, he's arguing, it could be, he's arguing. No, I hold it never happened. Is that true? He's holding it never happened? It's a funny thing to hold, no? It's a funny thing to hold. Is that true? On a practice? Okay?
No, absolutely. They have no idea how many fires were on top. They have no idea about tons of stuff.
Right.
Uh-huh. So Mary's going to say, this never happened even.
Or
maybe they only had one bread. The long as the bread was up there, it was good. Took it away. It was, there was time. It only holds one stage. Only fifth hour. Right? Only 11 o'clock. So Rabbi Huda must have had a tradition. Exactly, it's a funny thing, no?
Maybe he also did it for a different reason.
So tomorrow the Gemara is going to have a whole hak. Well, what exactly is the story with these breads, these psulos of toda? What exactly? The whole hak tomorrow and the next day. Okay, we're going to little Omer. Chulin echal and kalarba. Chulin can be eaten till 10 o'clock. The chumos kol chamish. Chumos can be eaten till 11 o'clock. Why? Because we don't really want to get rid of truma that's edible. So we give you an extra hour. Kana mazrizim. And then, if it's not from Tchila Sheish, you burn at 11 o'clock. Okay? Now. What? What do you mean? No, this could be even if you live in Tel Aviv. If you happen to have Truma, you have an extra hour to get rid of it, to eat it. They still ate Truma until after the basement was destroyed, for a while. Yeah, they had nothing to do with each other. Oh, I hear you. Okay. Okay. Right. Could be. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, now. Tanan Hassam. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says like this. Someone says the murder happened on the second day of the month. The other aide says, no, the murder happened on the third day of the month. Edusim Kayemis. It's good Edus. Ah, they have the wrong day. And we know that there are 7 questions they would ask every witness. And if the witness didn't know any of those 7 or contradicted the other witness, any of those 7, the Eidus is no good. And what Shemitah cycle was it? What year? What day? What? And one of them was, what day of the month was it? One says, oh, it was Beis of the Chodesh. He says, no, it wasn't. It was Gimel. Good Eidus. Why is it good Eidus? Shezeh yadeh bibur shal Chodesh, vizeh ein yadeh bibur shal Chodesh. This one knows what, this one knows. This one knows about Rosh Chodesh. This one didn't know. Says Rashi, you know, we have a rule that we do everything we can to try to acquit somebody, to try to make somebody be not guilty. So why don't we say they're wrong? It's not a good Eidus. Says Rashi, we can't say it. Because this one knew about Rosh Chodesh, and that one didn't know about Rosh Chodesh. We can't say that. As much as we want to try to help people out, we can't. One says it's the third day of the month, one says it's the fifth day of the month, impossible. Eidus is no good. Why? Why are you 2 days off? What's the svar? Why are you 2 days off? What can we attribute that to? The answer is nothing. That had nothing to do with the Gemara. Now we come to the relevant part. Echad Omer b'shteishos. One says it happened in the second hour. That's between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. V'echad Omer b'shalosh. And one says no, it happened between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning. Edusin kayemis. It's good edus. Why? No one had a watch in those days. So I think it was between 7 and 8 a.m. He said between 8 and 9. It's good Eidus. Echonar b'shalosh. One says it was between 8 and 9. The Echonar b'chamesh. One says it was between 10 and 11. Eidus and b'tela. Eidus is no good. Divir Reb Meir. Says Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer. Eidusin kayemes. It is still good. Why? People can make a mistake up to 2 hours. Echonar b'chamesh. One says it happened between 10 and 11. V'echonar b'sheva. And once it happened between 12 and 1, then Eidus and b'tela. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eidus is batal. Why? Shebechamesh chama b'zach, v'sheva chama ma'irav. Because at 10 and 11, it's over there, the sun, and between 12 and 1, it already moved. Impossible that you can make a mistake like that. Between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning, and 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning, you can make a mistake. But not before noon and afternoon. Impossible. Why?
Because the whole opposite. Rabbi Meir said,
created to 6. Ah, so, no. Rabbi Meir said till 5. Till 11 o'clock.
1 hour.
1 hour difference. So we're going to get to that. So we're going to get to that. By the way, the Pnei Yeshua says a very interesting thing. He says, when you say, so when did the murder happen? Oh, it happened between 9 and 10 in the morning. Can you give me a better time than that? You give me a whole hour. They can't. That's good edus. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you had an hour leeway. If you said, well, what time did it happen? I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened. No edus. So the guy comes to bed to give edus. He knows they're going to ask him, what hour was it, did it happen? And he's going to say between 10 and 11. That's good. That's not considered, I don't know, it's too vague. That's good. Right? Interesting. So Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, listen to this. Kishatim Salom are delivered Rabbi Meir, ain't Adam Tov Loklum. According to Rabbi Meir, God doesn't make a mistake at all. Why? Well, Divir Behuda Adam Tov Achatzi Shah. A person makes a mistake that's the length of a half hour. Well, Divir Meir, ain't Adam Tov Loklum. Maisa Kavi Mafik Tarte Ma'al Lutlas. When did the murder happen? Happened at 8 a.m. Happened at 8 a.m. Had to come our shtayim. He said between 7 and 8. Besov shtayim. He meant the end of 7 and 8, meaning 8. For had to come our shalosh. He said between 8 and 9. He meant the tchilo shalosh, which means 8. Don't make a mistake. Huldivir Behuda adam tova chatzi shah. A person makes a mistake up to a half hour. Maisa kihave bepalga ba'arba. Maisa kihave bepalga da'arba havi. When did the murder happen? At 9:30. Hachi kamar. V'hai kamar shalosh. He said between 8 and 9. He meant b'sof shalosh, which is 9. V'katari palga d'shayt l'kameh. He was a half hour off. V'hai d'kamar chamesh. The other guy said 10 and 11. He meant b'tchilas chamesh. He meant at 10 o'clock. V'katari palga d'shayt l'achuri. He was a half hour off. Okay, we have to stop here. There's going to be an ikad d'amri where they're going to be off by an hour. Because we'll stop right here, but ikad d'amri. Stop right here. We're getting to the chametz. We're building up to get to the chametz. All right, we'll stop right here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.